The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. I'm Alex Jones. This is going to be another incredibly important transmission. Stay with us. But first, the globalist puppet Obama rubs the American people's faces in the tyranny.
According to a Pew Research poll, mainstream media has a 6% approval rating. Think about that. The globalist megabanks controlling the perception of the American masses for their own gain isn't a passive event. What lurks behind that dismal approval rating is a roaring distrust that will eventually morph into a hammer of truth, shattering all of the propaganda, clamoring for the attention of 320 million people. That bubble of overpaid sophist minions churning out their American version of Pravda sat comfortably at the White House correspondents' dinner over the weekend, chuckling with sycophantic glee in the presence of the most non-transparent president in the history of the United States of America.
8 years ago, I was a young man full of idealism and vigor. And look at me now. I am gray, grizzled, just counting down the days till my death panel. At home and abroad, journalists, like all of you, engage in the dogged pursuit of informing citizens and holding leaders accountable and making our government of the people possible. And it's an enormous responsibility. And I realize it's an enormous challenge at a time when the economics of the business sometimes incentivize speed over depth, and when controversy and conflict are what most immediately attract readers and viewers. The good news is there's so many of you that are pushing against those trends. And in such a climate, it's not enough just to give people a megaphone. And that's why your power and your responsibility to dig and to question and to counter distortions and untruths is more important than ever. Taking a stand on behalf of what is true does not require you shedding your objectivity. In fact, it is the essence of good journalism.
But for a brief moment, comedian Larry Wilmore brought some clarity to the dulled senses of the media whores sipping their champagne.
MSNBC got rid of so many black people, I thought Boko Haram was running that network. What's going on? See, some of America's finest black journalists are here tonight. Don Lemon's here, too. Hey, Don, how's it going? Alleged journalist Don Lemon, everybody. But I have to say, it's great. It looks like you're really enjoying your last year of the presidency. Saw you hanging out with NBA players like Steph Curry, Golden State Warriors. That was cool. That was cool, yeah. You know, it kind of makes sense, too, because both of you like raining down bombs on people from long distances, right? That's true. What? Am I wrong? What? Speaking of drones, how is Wolf Blitzer still on television? Ask a follow-up question. Hey, Wolf, I'm ready to project tonight's winner. Anyone that isn't watching the Situation Room? Who are you killing tonight? Can't be print journalism. That industry's been dead for a while now, right? Sorry. CNN is here, right? Mentioned CNN? Yep.
Little traitors. This guy knows they're dead.
CNN a long time. Yep. Used to watch it back when it was the news network.
He's not even taking a risk going after him. He knows it. That guy's smart. I'll get him on.
Is it all CNN here tonight?
Since the Smith-Mundt Act was quietly overturned in 2013, legalizing propaganda to be fed to the American people, I humbly call out of pure reason that the Pulitzer, the Emmys, the Peabody, the Edward R. Murrow, and all the other prizes awarded to journalists since 2013 be returned and all of these awards to be put on hold until American journalism is returned to its proper status as stated in the First Amendment.
In medical news tonight, a chip the size of a grain of rice could save your life.
I'm not going to wait around and watch my family die around me.
John Bound, for InfoWars.com.
Use wisely, my friends.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Tuesday, May 3rd, 2016. We're going into world government. The globalists are collapsing industries, cities, states, regions, countries, and building armored compound fortresses, returning to the Dark Age model. The social contract has been broken by design to bring in a long de-evolution of civilization for the general human world. Classical tyranny is now being integrated with high-tech control. Only a mass awakening, a transcendence, and a discovery of the enemy plan, and an admission of the enemy plan attacking us at point-blank range. Only an awakening to the giant monster in the room will allow us to overthrow this system. We have a very good chance at defeating it because it's based on destroying prosperity, destroying honor, destroying competition, destroying free will and free association. It is anathema to the general human will. But the globalist combines wickedly wish for total control over the species and the future. And they intend to get full control. They're not there yet. And in their attempts to get there, they are pushing us towards global conflict, economic collapse, and societal degeneration. They are setting up frauds. They are setting up systems that consolidate and destroy all prosperity outside of their controlled systems. As a plan, this is not mismanagement. This is a scientifically directed Agenda 21 post-industrial program. Now, when I say post-industrial, that's for you and I. We'll still have our little smartphones and baubles that surveil us and track us like sentinel sentries in the prison panopticon. But the real civilization and the real freedom of travel and the real freedom of raising your children and having your own ideas is being swept away. The good news is there are massive awakenings taking place. Here's what's coming up today. Lord Monckton, the champion of trying to get the UK out of the EU and one of the founders of UKIP, taking Europe and the UK by storm, populist, patriot, libertarian party, will be joining us to discuss the move to bring England, Ireland, Scotland, Northern Ireland, out of the globalist system that will then obviously cause a chain reaction. This is a massive event and heralds the New World Order Project is in deep trouble. We'll try to reconstitute it in other ways. But this is a devastating setback for the enemy. When I say enemy, I mean your, mine, my family's mortal sworn agents of death. That's the globalist. The ones that have the abortuaries and sell the baby parts and grow humanoids and cows for harvesting. Those people. As cold-blooded and psychopathic as Satan's third eye. Now, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the Trump campaign, all the things that are happening, and Trump surging nationally in polls to a gigantic lead nationally, surging past Hillary. We're going to be getting into all of that. He now has a 34-point jumbo lead in California over Cruz, and it's accelerating daily. The neocon crime syndicate has gone into conniption fit overdrive, activating Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz to say everyone must fast. Basically, this is a choice between good and evil, close quote. Cruz is like Christ. Trump is like the devil. And trying to invoke Christianity and just ghost dance, end of days type cultism to try to manipulate Christians that they need to do this. This is totally cold-blooded, absolutely synthetic, coming from these two sociopaths in my educated, informed analysis. That's all up on drudgereport.com. We've got a lot of news, obviously, up on Infowars.com. We're also going to get to some other key health news. Now, this has been known for over 100 years. In fact, the Romans, if somebody was sick, they would say, get them up on the roof, get them in a loincloth, have them sit out in the sun for 4 or 5 hours if they didn't have any sun. Go out and get fresh air. Doctors always say that. You know, you watch Mayberry shows, the Andy Griffith show, and somebody's sick. The doctor says, wow, you need some fresh air and sunshine, and you need some milk. Everybody already knows this, but here it is, Daily Mail, big study, how sunshine cuts blood pressure and makes you thinner. New research reveals benefits that aren't linked to vitamin D. Vitamin D is part of it. Your body produces vitamin D with it, the time it can absorb. But the bigger issue is the nitrous oxide in the blood. Look, personally, I can be a little bit down, exhausted, go out and get an hour of serious sun. I just feel rejuvenated. We're just like plants. We don't have photosynthesis, but we basically have something very, very similar that goes on in our skin. And yes, you will die from too much sun. You will die quicker without it. That's why Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, remember, once being in the sun banned. He wants, by law, 50% sunscreen and arresting people that say it's good, like he wants global warming deniers arrested. Just go read his papers. Because that creature knows that you are absolutely dependent on the sun, like everything else on this planet. But, of course, the UN likes to play like they're God. And so that's why they voted 5 years ago to say the sun doesn't affect climate or anything else. That is the most asinine statement the planet has ever seen. But I'm digressing. We've got exclusive reports here from Breitbart, a chart. Deportation budget shows 25% increase in the budget while deportations plummet. Yes, that's how you do it. That's giving services and all these rights to anybody that can get here to incentivize more to come here. We're going to be breaking all of that down as well today. Colorado sends non-vaccinated parents illegal order to register their children with the state in preparation for forced inoculation. That's up on InfoWars.com. That dovetails with InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson article. Judge orders mother's child to be sentenced because she, quote, believes in chemtrails. The judge actually said that. Well, so does Merle Haggard, Prince, Chuck Norris, and thousands of scientists that can read the declassified government documents that geoengineering is going on and is toxifying the planet. Even the Council on Foreign Relations admits they're doing it, but says it's for a greater good. But she believes in it, and the judge says it doesn't exist. So my, my children. Talk about cult control. That's what we're dealing with here. Now, before I go any further and get into what's happening in the economy and the election, the demonization of Donald Trump has now gone into total and complete absolute hyperdrive. And there's obviously a popular television program called Quantico that airs on one of the big national networks where we see all the wonderful heroes of the FBI saving us. Now, I want to be clear. I don't think all the FBI agents out there are evil people, but the system is evil, is corrupt. Look what Hillary Clinton's gotten away with. But an American militia cell, now in the latest episode, the GOP presidential hopeful campaign slogan, Make America Great Again, is yelled before an attack in Chicago. ABC's Quantico. American terrorist cell shouts, Make America Great Again before attack. And the ADL has come out and said that it's Nazi to say that. I knew this, but I looked it up this weekend. Dozens and dozens of countries, from South Africa currently to places in Europe to China, they say, you know, make our country great, make it great again. Obviously, you can go find some white supremacist who said sometime in history, make America great again or make America great. This is crazy. It's like saying Alexander the Great's name was Alexander the Great, so he's a Nazi. No, saying make a country, make a leader, make a culture, make a team great again. I've seen the slogan make UT great again. So this is an attack on language, and it's so fundamental and it's so over the top where they just do this propaganda placement, this brainwashing, and it's everywhere. And they do it to yours truly all the time. Where they'll even put me in mainstream fiction shows, a talk show host named Alex Jones that's a murderer or a bank robber or a child molester, and people go, I saw that show where you're a child kidnapper. This is how they operate. And they do it on the news, Bill O'Reilly, and sexual predators online are a major problem. They cut to me yelling about the police state. Nothing to do with that. I have no criminal record. They just do it because they think you're dumb. Well, they're doing it to Donald Trump big time, and it shows a new level of it. Let's go ahead, for TV viewers, you can see it. The video's up on InfoWars.com. But let's go ahead and go to this little trailer for ABC.
What possible reason would I have for wanting to hurt innocent people? Why would I want to destroy my own career?
I don't know. Maybe Afghanistan broke you. Maybe you realized what a worthless war it was when you got back, and you got to talking to one of those cell members one day and realized you were fighting on the wrong side.
If you ever say something like that to me again, you're going to have a whole new set of problems. Yeah. I love this country.
Isn't that what they said when they attacked it? Make America great again?
Agent Kent.
Better back up.
So, see, the terrorist attack earlier, and that's in the plot they report here, and then again they're repeating it, make America great again. Those terrorists that didn't strike, those patriots that said China and the communist Chinese were screwing us over, well, now they're terror attacking. And then don't you worry. They've got it in the hopper to provocateur actually staged it themselves. Maybe like Eric Holder and his little buddies did at the Justice Department and the ATF. We even know the names of the FBI agents, the CIA people. It was in the national news what the witnesses saw. They were there planting the big gray sticks of butter, and they told the federal workers, never mind, we're doing some phone work. Because we never saw phone workers look like this before, and they identified them. We even found their hotel receipts, the head of the FBI hostage rescue team, when he denied he was there. Oh, you were there. You even signed your own name at the hotel, didn't you, buddy? You ought to be proud of yourself.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. And today only, get an extra 15% off. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires tonight at midnight. Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday and the extra 15% off site-wide deal expires tonight at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guarantee to your money back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know, I would tell them they've been playing this intro music, cover music, a little bit too much, but it is Merle Haggard. And it is Poncho and Lefty with Willie Nelson. Probably one of the greatest country songs ever, written by Towns Van Zandt, another great Texan. So I say let's roll a little bit of this.
Living on the road.
This is from the start. Merle Haggard's just got one little stanza.
Free and clean. Now you wear,
you know, I really don't care about knowing famous people because most of them are super boring.
And your breath is hard.
But if I admire their music or their art, then it's really cool.
Weren't your mama's
and Willie Nelson, I've known for more than 10 years, is a really cool guy. Pretty smart, too. Kind of like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Sank into your dreams.
Sank into your dreams.
Yeah, old Willie was right down the road from me. Good God. 80-something years old? Well.
He wore his gun outside his pants.
For all the honest world to see. Well, Pancho met his match, you know. On the deserts down in Mexico. Everybody needs their match. Death is the great equalizer, and no one will escape. No matter how the globalists try.
That's the way it goes.
Or no matter how many people claim God speaks for them.
All the
I'll tell you who God speaks for, God. And if God wants to give you providence, it is a very humbling thing and shakes you to your core. God's eyes end up actually aiming at you. You feel like an absolute total loser. Not an arrogant, swollen pimp like Glenn Beck.
He can't sing the blues. All night long.
All right, let's go ahead and turn off that beautiful voice and let's go to this next clip. This is Glenn Beck, who attacked me, lied about me over the years, just did incredible misrepresentations that I just ignored and said I'm turning the other cheek because it's a diversion. I'm not doing it. He needs to change. He needs to stop. He needs to, you know, quit what he's doing. He's on a power trip, and I did that. But now he's running around saying and having children on stage crying with him and saying it's his priesthood. And the holy man is Ted Cruz, who is running around all over national TV on all the globalist programs, going along with the ABC News program and the ABC TV that Make America Great Again or terrorists. They're going to blow stuff up. ABC's Quantico, American Terrorist Cell, shouts Make America Great Again before attack. And he's all over the TV. We played this yesterday. We can play it. It's more today going, we're not a divisive nation. It's kind of almost like George W. Bush, Herbert Walker. And I tell you, it's wrong, the hate that this man is spewing. It's wrong. I'm an immigrant myself. I thought you were American citizen and you could run for office. I mean, it's just all pandering and deception. Total pandering. And now he's plunging in the polls. There's an article up on Infowars.com that just went up and video of it, the tiny crowds he's getting. Just like Hillary would have crowds of 500 people and Sanders would have crowds of 50,000. He was winning all the first primaries, so they just openly stole them. So her people went, okay, we'll go ahead and go with the winners, so they went with Hillary. Such a cult, they are. But now, with Ted Cruz, the fact that he's come out and endorsed the Black Lives Matter, the social justice warriors, the Mecha, La Raza, just unintentional comedy troops waving Mexican flags everywhere, hopping around, screaming, and then attacking people saying, we're not violent. I shouldn't laugh. It's unbelievably stupid. But it is ridiculous. It makes me very sad. It's also funny at the same time. It's bittersweet. All this circus is going on, and he comes out and attacks that. Trump's going way up in the polls. In California, everywhere else, 56% nationally in scientific polls, turbocharging, 34% ahead. In California, of Cruz. It's crazy. And Glenn Beck is running around with the little hokey outfits he wears on purpose. I've noticed sociopaths and psychopaths always try to act wimpy and non-threatening because behind the scenes, they're just vicious demons. I know a lot of folks know Glenn Beck. They say he is a terror. I don't mean he throws a fit or gets angry sometimes. I mean, he is just a power-tripping, thinks he's God, literally runs around just foaming at the mouth. If his food isn't absolutely perfect, he just goes into conniption fits. He's an arrogant sack of filth, okay? And he's not Christ-like, but he sits with this little wimpy with little ascots and little sweaters. Oh, hi, I'm not threatening, I'm nice. We come back on to play some of these clips where he's invoking God and saying, you better vote for Ted Cruz or you're going to go to hell, basically. And let me tell you something. Or America's going to hell, as we're saying. How many cults have we seen where they say the end of the world's next month, and all these people sell their houses, give them to the preacher, and the preacher runs off with $100 million. That's what gives Christianity a bad name, is cult leaders like Glenn Beck. The guy just savors being a cult leader. By the way, it's destroying his media operation. It's imploding around him, but he can't help it. He's got to dance around and say he's a prophet. It's disgusting. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
I respect my audience. I know that our viewers and listeners are among the most informed, pro-liberty, pro-human, God-fearing people on the face of the earth. It's time to go to InfoWarsStore.com and prepare and to get the storable foods and the high-quality water filtration systems that you need for your family. Shortwave emergency radios, you name it, we have it all at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, InfoWars select storable foods that are the highest quality, longest-lasting, produced right here in the U.S. foods are 30 to 40% off retail. We only do this special twice a year. You get super high quality storable foods that are fresh, last 25 years. You're prepared. You're ready. That key area is taken care of. It's insurance you can eat. You are getting an amazing deal on it, and you are funding the very tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Bottom line, it's time to get prepared. So for a limited time, 40 to 30% off all the InfoWars select storable food at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to be honest with everybody. My gut, my spirit, the last few months, I've told you this, but intensifying. Evil's being let out of the pit right now. I can feel it rising. And I can also feel good rising. The spirit of God coming back on the world as well. We are in very dangerous waters. And people like Donald Trump are only one manifestation of what's going on. He's obviously a guy, an alpha male that likes prosperity, loves this country. I think he's got a lot of worldly issues and problems, don't we all? The people that got a lot of good also have a lot of bad. Our enemies are the people that don't have hardly any good but have a bunch of bad. And I don't enjoy getting up here and attacking people like Glenn Beck. Let's get that straight. But when I see manifest smoking evil, the guy's on fire with sniveling evil. To the spiritual level, I can see him, and I can see all of his fruits, and it's just a prancing demon. a Nelly feminine con artist preying on people, and it makes me want to throw up. And I'll just be honest with you. And I love Christ, and I have a relationship with God, and I know that there's a spiritual battle going on. I know my best work's like dirty rags, and I do have the Holy Spirit. I feel God constantly. It's very humbling. And as the evil intensifies, I get more discernment, more focus, more intelligence that God gives me. That's what the Bible says it'll do. And I am constantly almost in tears because I can feel the presence of God. And I know how worldly I am, and it's like being naked and ashamed. And I see all these proud, evil men, they will fall. They will be broken. And I'm not sure what's coming in the future, but everybody feels it. Everybody sees it. All I can tell you is everybody better get right with God. And all these people out there that think this is funny, you're not going to think it's funny very soon. We have been insulated in this country because of our ancestors who weren't perfect, but they were the best there were from every corner of the world. We were the new world. But we were the most inventive, and the most freedom ever allowed did happen here for a short time. So great wealth and blessing was brought to us because of the free thinkers that set up this country. And now we've been turned into an engine of abomination. And all I ask is God to spare my children. And I mean, we live in a country where they kill babies and sell their body parts, and where they do put chemicals in the water to brain damage you and your family and cause infertility. That's just the start. You understand? We live in a country with thousands of aircraft flying around spraying poison on us, and mothers that talk about it get arrested and have their kids taken in Colorado. It's going to get a lot worse, folks. They're coming for everybody. Do you understand that? And what's sad is they want to force you to submit to their evil because they want your soul. They want your will. They want you to willingly turn yourself over to it. That's how a coward dies a thousand deaths, is they convince themselves that the evil is good and lie to themselves and accept the evil as if it's not bad because they're so scared of the truth deep down. They decide to have a great delusion. They decide to become mentally ill. And they decide to believe that the evil is good and that the good is evil. I mean, Glenn Beck famously let them put chemicals in his eyes. What was it, for an Esquire cover story? Was it Esquire or was it? Yeah, it was Esquire. You look it up. Just type Glenn Beck crying. And then he joked about it on video, knowing it would go out that he was fake, to let the system know I'm fake, I'm a fraud. I'll let the liberals know I'm a fraud and make fun of conservatives and patriots and Christians, but my own audience wants to believe in me so they won't see it. Signaling that I'm a traitor, I'm a piece of filth, promote me, I'll lead these people down a rat hole. And he was so dishonorable and so rat-like, even News Corp threw him out, not wanting to be around something like that. Because even though News Corp's corrupt, there's a lot of problems, still powerful men still want to be around honor. Even though they hate it, they sold out, they're guilty, and they hate it. Believe me, I know them. He's committed to Satan. Oh, I hate that guy right there. And he says, I'm scary. You bet I'm scary, buddy. Because I'm only one billionth of what you're going to face at the white throne judgment. The dishonor of these people is so manifest. I just want to get away from them. I can't look at them anymore. It's how they enjoy lying to people. They enjoy dishonor. I just, even tuning into their spirit, even picking up on how they are, empathizing, you know, It's horrible. It's horrible. These are predators against their own species. And I don't hate them. It's a feeling in the last few years I never had before. It's beyond that. I want to be apart from them. I want to be in another dimension for them. I want them to go be with their own kind. They call that place hell. And to be there forever, away from me and my family and other kindred spirits that want to be with God. It's that simple. It's a choice these people make. They make their own hell. They make. And I don't want to get religious here, folks, or spiritual, but the point is, I sit there and I look at these abominations, these demonic creatures. They almost see a tail and horns on that guy. I mean, he is so freaking evil. I mean, I have to control myself constantly not to cry on air. I never each cry maybe once every 2 or 3 years on air when I talk about family or some story. I saw some story about basset hounds with this baby that's brain dead. But I had to realize, I said, I can't cover that story on air before I went on air because I'll start crying. Because of the humanity that's gone from us, but these dogs have this love, this commitment. It's everything in the universe. And these sociopaths and psychopaths think a dog loving a brain dead child that it loved when it wasn't brain dead from a stroke. They think it's weakness in the dog. No, you're the weak people, you sociopaths and psychopaths. You're the people that never scale the heights of love and honor, that never have the dreams. You don't care about other people, you fools. And you prance around and claim that you care about other people. When you hate them and want to dominate them and see them hurt because it makes you feel bigger. I don't need to pray against Glenn Beck or even cursing. You cursed yourself. And I know you must have had a horrible childhood. You claim you did, but it's all lies and suicide parents, all this darkness, but probably real. You're a creation of this planet. And you're just more pathetic, scared wreckage. And in your own delusion, you really think when you're in that fantasy land that you are a soldier of Christ. Your delusion is so great. But that's only a garment you put on. In your heart, you know who you are when the lights go off. And I see you, Glenn Beck and Ted Cruz. And I'm ashamed that my gut told me Ted Cruz was an evil robot, but I still just hoped and dreamed and was lied to. But I'm done ranting about you. I want to go to this clip, and then I'll get to the other news. Let's go ahead. Your TV viewer, radio listeners, the clip's up on Infowars.com. I'll play it now. Let's go from Right Wing Watch, the establishment that got this to make fun of Christians and discredit us, White House run, putting this out, again, with their own operative to discredit the Liberty Movement. Here he is. Servant raised up by the devil. I know a servant when I see one. And at first, our computer was playing it fast. That wasn't on purpose. We're trying to make it like a chipmunk for 10 seconds. I don't mean to get emotional watching that. It's just that I think the jury's partially out on Donald Trump. My gut tells me he's for real, but he can be manipulated. But the reason they hate him is they know he's his own person, a nationalist that doesn't like us having bad deals, and that he thinks he can save America for his big ego and his own family. Well, you know, that's natural and normal. But Glenn Beck, I know Glenn Beck far too well, and when you've got ABC TV saying Make America Great Again is what militias do when they blow up schools, just made up, and you've got the whole media and all these criminal groups and all these Ford Foundation groups targeting Donald Trump and myself and everybody else, and trying to sell this big lie that we're racist and we're horrible because we've got to have some border and some fair trade deals. It's crazy. It's an attempt to defeat logic and to bring in an age of total insanity. And, you know, I've got Ted Cruz clips here saying he's hoping on a miracle. He seeks divine intervention in Indiana. Forget Donald Trump. It's the battle of nationalism versus these globalists. And look at the company Glenn Beck keeps, Priebus, and the Republican leadership and the Democrats. And George Will in the Washington Post saying, we decide, we are sovereign, your vote doesn't count as an individual, we need to suspend it and give it to Hillary. I mean, that's what he said. I read the quote like seven times yesterday. In fact, will somebody run that in if you have it? Hey, listen, there was never any voting. We're sovereign, we run the country, we're the party. Sit down and shut up. Here's Glenn Beck. He says that, you know, it's good against evil, and the devil's raised up a serpent over here. We know the devil's raised up Hillary Clinton, who you're saying we should go for, Glenn Beck, over Donald Trump. Give me a break. We know she's a bona fide witch. Literal devil worshiper. And you sit there and you point your finger at Donald Trump and say he's the devil? I'm going to stop. I got to get off him. Let's just get off. He's too evil. I can't. In fact, I don't even look at him because he's so evil. Just get him. I can't look at him. It's like Obama. God help me. And notice he's on a suicide mission against liberty. Doesn't matter if he loses 60% of his audience and everything and the stations he's on start going bankrupt and everything else. He doesn't care. He's got to stop Donald Trump. He's got to stop the nationalists. He's got to stop the patriots. They've had the Pentagon and the State Department come back out again and say that there were no. Obama never said that there wouldn't be boots on the ground in Syria. He only said it 16 times on video. And then now they've come out and said that there's no Al-Qaeda, you know, in al-Nusra or ISIS. And now they go, no, actually it is there and it's better it's there because we like them. You can't fool an honest man. You can't con an honest man. That's one of the best sayings ever. My late uncle always said that, Buckley's dad. Because our brains just don't work like yours. All this mentally ill con artist bull just sticks right out. You people are a joke. You think it's smart you can lie and twist? That's not smart. That's dumb. You're lying to yourselves. I'm going to stop. I'm going to go to a bunch of clips when I come back from break. Briefly, we fund this operation. And we're under attack, and everybody knows that, and demonization and black ops and dirty tricks. And I love it because I know it means we're over the target, but it's good to be able to provision ourselves in this fight and to have a seawall against the enemy. We really don't really have that seawall, but we're doing okay. We've been able to have the people we have. I'd like to hire some more folks. We're trying that right now. And just hoping the funding comes through. We have the best products, the best water filters, whatever the best stuff is, the best. I go out and make a good deal and get it. The best selection of non-GMO, heirloom seeds, you name it. All survival items are 10% off through the week. And I've been extending this and twisting arms. I don't know how long I can do it, but 30 to 40% off on the My Patriot Supply foods, the entire family of their foods, freshest, newest foods, private labeled as InfoWars Select. At InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsSelect.com, and it's all there. 30 to 40% off the already really low prices that My Patriot has. Good, clean, wholesome, high-quality food that I've chosen for my family. Great shelf life, the best containers, the best packaging. Everything from 72-hour bug-out kits to one-year and two-year supplies. And I'm storing up a lot more at our office and medical supplies and everything else. The government's doing it. They call us kooks when we do it, and weirdos. Whatever, that doesn't work anymore. Media's got 6% trust rate. Congress has got a 9% approval rating. Go ahead and say I'm evil all day. That's my certification as a good guy. But I hope we never need to use this. But I think people that have the means especially should try to provision for people around you and what's happening, because everything the globalists do is about making us dependent on them. Everything they do is about making us not able to support ourselves. And just the last 6 months, my gut told me, I saw all the signs, and if there's tornadoes in town and I go get in the basement, it doesn't hit my house, I'm not a kook. It's great I got in the basement, and unfortunately it tears up houses 5 miles away. But if tornadoes are coming my way, I get in the basement, or I get in the bathroom if I don't have a basement, and houses that don't have a basement. I grew up in Dallas seeing tornadoes every year. We lived on a hill over a lake, and I'd see them 10 miles away. gray, you know, over the farmland and then hitting the city and turning, you know, the color of houses white gray and then going out in the lake and turning blue, you know, water spouts. My dad say, hey, they could form here. Let's go get in the basement. That place had a little storage deal under the house in a crawl space that we called the basement. He had expanded in there, and we'd go get in there. Not we were cowards. We weren't fearful. We were just, you know, there's tornadoes popping up everywhere in Dallas. We're gonna go get in the basement. And that's what I'm saying is you see that food there, the firearms, the medical supplies, an emergency plan if a nuke goes off, or we start World War III with the Russians. Folks, you're not going to get your kids out of school when that happens. I mean, you got to be watching every day. You got to be ready. The globalists are digging in. They're going into bunkers. I don't know what's going on. There's a lot of threat levels, but I'm telling you, you need to get ready. And number one, get your gut right with God. So Mega Food Sales is extending it with twisted arms, 30 to 40% off InfoWarsLife.com for all the nutraceuticals, 10% off all the preparedness items. That includes all the nutraceuticals. I see those as from DNA Force to X2 Survival Shield, iodine to Secret 12, vitamin B12 to Winter Sun. And all this stuff stores a long time. It's great to have. Colloidal silver is always great to have. Additional 10% off when you get auto ship and free shipping on orders above $50. Anthroplex is back in stock. Super Male Vitality, a little bit more than we thought. It's about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. And we'll also, when you get high-quality products at low prices, it'll help fund going to Cleveland, no matter how dangerous that is, I'm going. And everywhere else, and our reporters all over, you see them changing the narrative everywhere, getting the truth out of what happened in California. That boosted Trump a bunch of points.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the interest of time, I'm not going to to play the clip from a week ago where the very same State Department weasel gets up and says, we never said we wouldn't have boots on the ground in Syria. That's ridiculous. And starts laughing at everyone. And they're sitting there with their mouths hanging open. And even the propaganda channel, USA Today, had to put 16 clips together. We played part of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Of Obama pledging, I will never do it. They've since come out again and said people are lying. It didn't happen. I'm not going to play it. You know what happened. Or you can look it up. No one buys this. You people have a 6% trust rate. I mean, police. To where they have comedians at the White House press dinner, and Obama got so mad, pointing right at him, saying, you're basically a murdering piece of trash, and Wolf Blitzer, you're a total fraud. Why would somebody have the courage to do that? The guy's got soul. The guy's got courage. What's the comedian's name? It's my new hero. But right in a den of vipers, you can tell he didn't like him. Through the body language, he was sick. He was scared doing it, but he did it and manned up, which is a real man right there. Body language was perfect, that guy. I could really see he didn't like it. He could feel the evil. He did the right thing because he knows they're done. Now's the time to blow the rotting barn down. Now's the time to bury this political system of the devil. And believe me, folks. Pardon me? Oh, yeah, Larry Wilmore. They're popping right now. No, I've got his name right here. Yeah, we can go over all this. Remind me to go to the clip. This is State Department clowns caught in a lie once again, this time by the Defense Department. You're talking about the name of the comedian. What's his name again? Larry Wilmore. I want to get him on. I love him. State Department clowns caught in a lie once again, this time by the Defense Department. Colonel Steve Warren, Operation Inherent Resolve spokesman, DOD briefing with Baghdad on April 20th, stated that al-Nusra, that's al-Qaeda, in the primary group that is occupying Aleppo, the key city in Syria, the crossroads, on April 27th, State Department Deputy Mark Toner went on saying that al-Nusra is not holding Aleppo, which they are. On May 28th, State Department Representative Kirby, this is the one we're going to play, said that al-Qaeda control of Aleppo is better option than Syria army liberating from international recognized terrorists who committed 9/11, reportedly. That's May 2nd. So, they're admitting they're backing al-Qaeda, but first lying, first admitting it, the military telling the truth, saying it's a problem, then denying it, then coming and saying, okay, we did lie, but it's better for you. Whoa, whopper, whopper, whopper. And I'll say it's the army that's basically telling the truth. And I'm not lionizing the army, but the army has decided, look, we're not backing al-Qaeda. No, we know you did it. We know criminals took the country. We're lining up against you. I've had the top experts on, the insiders who launched the whole operation against the globalists. People are getting killed behind the scenes. Just know that. Let's go to the clip.
Not under the exclusive control of Nusra. And there is the perception, and certainly this is something that the Syrian regime and the Russians have supported, that Aleppo is under Nusra control, therefore they can simply attack it, and they're going after unknown terrorist organizations.
It's primarily al-Nusra who holds Aleppo. And, of course, al-Nusra not part of the cessation of hostilities.
You know, the expansion of Assad regime control inside Syria is not a good thing for the people of Syria writ large.
That's an al-Qaeda backer right there.
Phil, you know, talks about this liberation, if you will, of Aleppo, or it's a falsehood.
Colonel Warren said a couple of days ago when he was talking about Aleppo, he said that Aleppo is primarily in the hands of al-Nusra. Is that a view here?
Well, I think, again, Mark talked to this. I mean, our view of Aleppo is that it's a very mixed, very fluid environment, and that the groups are intermingled, and that, you know, that's our view of it. Yeah.
It's primarily al-Nusra who holds Aleppo. And, of course, al-Nusra not part of the cessation of hostilities.
So the army goes, they're breaking the ceasefire. It's al-Nusra, al-Qaeda. They're bad. We need to take them out. And you got the State Department running around saying, no, that's not happening. These are traitors, folks. They need to be arrested. I'll tell you right now, the guy needs a trial, and they all need to get marched up there and get ropes put around their neck. Those al-Qaeda people have killed over 200,000 Christians in Syria in a war they started. My God, we're run by evil people, and they're bringing them in with sleeper cells to hit this country. I will not put up with this anymore. That son of a bitch, Glenn Beck, excuse me.